Let's do stock worksheet number one together. Now, don't look at the answer key. Okay? Afterwards. Let's work. For the following stocks, name the market that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. Now, of course, you could just look it up, but let's just see if we can figure this out. Number one, McDonald's. Oh, McDonald's, a blue chip company that makes a ton of money selling garbage. I mean, food all around the world to people. Right, it's in the Dow Jones Industrial, whatever that is. Wait, we'll discuss that in a bit. It's a blue chip stock, New York Stock Exchange, the big board, right? The NYSE, as it's sometimes called. I don't like that name, NYSE. Number two, Qualcomm. What is Qualcomm? We've already discussed Qualcomm a little bit. First of all, it's all supposed to be capitalized, which I just get, ugh, I don't like that, but that's the way it's supposed to be spelled. It's a stadium, right? No. Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Now it's called Snapdragon, but it's a company that builds the infrastructure, the system for cell phones, for Verizon and Sprint, and they're doing actually fairly well. Tech company, where would you write the NASDAQ? And again, NASDAQ is supposed to be all capitalized, too. The National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotation System, but they don't call it that anymore. They just call it the NASDAQ, and they're not the NASD anymore, the National Association of Securities Dealers. That's gone. They're the NASDAQ. Number three, Spider ETF. Spider, exchange-traded fund, Spider S&P 500, very famous exchange-traded fund. And where would you expect that to trade? Well, you know what? You could put New York Stock Exchange, you could put NASDAQ, but we're going to put, I mean, you could put what, no, those will work, they're correct answers. We're going to put the American Exchange. Why? Because that's where they started. They started on the Amex when the Amex realized that there were, they're never going to compete with the New York Stock Exchange, and the NASDAQ was galloping way ahead of them. So they started to differentiate, and they came out with this new curious type of mutual fund called an exchange-traded fund in the early 90s. But now they're so popular, they're traded everywhere. Number four, Coca-Cola. Yeah, they're part, they're doing the same thing McDonald's is, selling sugar water all over the world with fizzy stuff and a brown crayon dipped in it. Creating diabetes all around the world. New York Stock Exchange, yes, very, very profitable and ubiquitous. You like that word, ubiquitous? Everywhere in the world. In fact, Coca-Cola, I don't know if it still is, but many years ago when I read this, it was the second most well-known word in the world, or phrase, I guess, Coca-Cola. Right? What's the first, you're probably asking? Well, it's another English word. It's another English word, and you're going to immediately recognize it as, of course it is, okay. Okay, right, isn't it a great word, okay? And it's the number one, at least it was, I don't know what it is now. Number five, Butterfly.com. What is this company? That's the company that makes Blue Steam, right? It's going to be really, really big, folks. It's going to come out. Blue Steam is it's going to do better than the right-handed smoke shifter they had last year, which kind of blew up when people tried to. No, these are the sham companies, right? Where are they? The bulletin boards, the pink sheets. Yeah, stay away from the wrong side of the tracks. And then number six, Nokia. What is Nokia? It's a cell phone company. It's still, as much attention goes to Apple and the iPhone, Nokia is still the world's largest cell phone company. And most people think it's based in Japan, right? Nokia. No, where is it based? Finland! Huh? Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, in Northern Europe, they are far more enamored with their cell phones than we are in the United States. Hard to imagine, isn't it? Hard to imagine. But, of course, it's a company that is global, so they have significant business here in the United States. They have engineering facilities here in San Diego. So where would you expect a technology company such as a cell phone company? You would think it would be on the NASDAQ, right? Well, you know, it's swing and a miss. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. So that's why we look things up, to be sure. Got it? Okay. Now, the next group is a matching. We want to match the stock market index with their description. So I want you to take a little bit of time and do all these. And I'll wait. You're done? Okay, we can pause, right? And by the way, there are, as you've went through the presentation, you'll see that there are dozens and dozens of these things. Which ones should we know? Well, these are the ones I want you to know. These are the ones that are very popular and you'll hear the most, and they're used with often a lot of indexes and exchange-traded funds, index funds and exchange-traded funds. So, let's start going through these. A, market index designed to gauge the total United States stock market. Total United States stock market, huh? Well, here's a index that has changed its name a few times. It started out as the Wilshire 5000. It then became the Dow Jones Wilshire 5000, and I originally thought, folks, I didn't research it, and I, you know, made a mistake. I thought Dow Jones bought Wilshire. No, what happened is Dow Jones and Wilshire basically got into an agreement where Dow Jones could put their name in front of it, and now they've ended that agreement. So Dow Jones has come out with their own index. It's the same thing, folks. I don't know how they got around that. Called the Dow Jones U.S. Total Stock Market Index. I like the Wilshire 5000 myself. But anyway, that's what it's called. And it seems like that's what people are using now. They're using the Dow Jones U.S. Total Stock Market Index instead of using the Wilshire 5000. You'll often see it described as the Total Market Index. I think that's what Vanguard calls it, and that's what everybody else calls it now, the Total Market Index. B. Stock market average made up of 30 high-quality stocks selected for total market value and broad public ownership and believed to reflect overall U.S. United States market activity. That's the Dow. That's the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the DJIA, 30 stocks. That's certainly the most popular one. It's the one that's quoted the most, but as we saw in the presentation, it's really... You know, it's not that great of, it's not that good an index as far as I'm concerned. And there's a little instrument, a little document and a commentary that talks about, you know, 77 years ago. It's not up there yet, but it will be. And it's very interesting. But this is because it shows that it's not a very good index. Because they keep changing it, and they don't do a very good job when they change it. Who is they? Dow Jones. They are the people who publish the Wall Street Journal. They're now owned by Fox News. Yeah. Number C. Letter C. Market index designed to measure the stock markets of the world, excluding the United States. So, what's another name for that? International, or sometimes called foreign. And for many decades, we used the MSCI. You don't have to remember what MSCI stands for. It stands for Morgan Stanley Capital International. They're now their own company. It started off with Capital, which is really American. And American was one of the first mutual fund companies to invest outside the United States. And so they wanted an index that they could use as a benchmark. So they created these indices that they used, the EAFE. And then they realize it's not the best thing for them to be creating the index that they're measuring themselves from. So they sold it off to Morgan Stanley, and Morgan Stanley called it Morgan Stanley Capital International. And then Morgan Stanley spun them off, and now they're their own company. And that's only trivia, folks. I don't ask you to remember that. But you can look. They have their own website. And for many years, it was the EAFE. That's how it's pronounced, Europe, Australia, and the Far East. But what's happening is this is being replaced by the MSCI All Country World Index ex-USA. Can't they come up with something better than that? I don't know. Next one. Letter D. Market index most often used as a measure of the strength or weakness of medium size, mid cap, and small cap companies based in the United States. Who's that? The Russell 2000 index. What do? They take the top 3,000 and get rid of the top 1,000. What you're left with is 1,001 through 3,000, and they call that the Russell 2000. And it's used when people are trying to gain a measure of what's going on in the mid-size and small companies. Letter F. I did it right that time. Market index mostly composed mainly of high-tech companies based in the United States. Who's this? Right, the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ composite, or just plain old NASDAQ. Because many of the high-tech companies, once they got big enough to move to the New York Stock Exchange, decided they weren't going to move to the New York Stock Exchange. Letter G. Market index designed to measure the global stock market, including the United States. Entonces, todo el mundo. Everybody. Everybody. And for many decades, that was the MSCI World Index, but it's now being replaced by the MSCI All Country World Index, because developing markets are getting larger in relation to the developed markets. So we don't want to just look at the United States and Canada, Europe and the Far East, Australia and Hong Kong and Japan. We now want to look at China and India and Brazil and Mexico, and Eastern Europe and Russia and India, right? And South Africa and Turkey. So the world is evening out, which I think is a pretty cool thing to my mind. Some people are worried, and it's not as though it's going to be peaches and cream, folks. There's going to be dislocations. And then lastly, letter H, market index designed to measure the total United States stock market, excluding the largest 500 companies. Very popular with many index funds. Well, as we discussed in the presentation, and we also talk about this in Chapter 4 when we talked about mutual funds, this is the Wilshire 4500, the Wilshire 4500, which became the Dow Jones Wilshire 4500, which now has become the Dow Jones U.S. Completion Total Stock Market Index. How's that for a name? Dow Jones U.S. Completion Total Stock Market. Well, Vanguard and other companies, mutual fund companies that use this index often call it the extended market. So in other words, that's their Russell 2000. Yeah. It's their Russell 2000. But, I guess it's just more popular. Because that's what we saw when you did the thrift savings plan. Did you look at the thrift savings plan? That's the S fund. That's the small cap fund. Okay, that's what they use now. All right, so these are the ones I want you to know for the exam. All right, these are what I want you to know, and I'm going to ask you on the exam. And so you don't have to know any of the other ones, although if you're game, go ahead, look at some. Go to the Dow Jones website. Go to MSCI's website. Go to Wilshire. Go to Russell's, Standard & Poor's websites. And look at all the indices that they've created. Fun. You hear on the news report in the evening that the Dow and the S&P each lost 2%, but the NASDAQ gained 1%, and the Russell 2000 was flat. What can you deduce from this report? A, stocks were mostly unchanged for the day. Well, 2% jump up, 1%. No, that's not true. Large company stock prices gained. High tech company prices declined, and small company prices were mostly unchanged. I don't think so. Dow and the S&P, they're large companies, and they lost 2%. NASDAQ gained. That's the high tech. So look at letter C. Large company stock prices lost ground. Yes. High tech companies' prices rose. Yes. And small company prices are mostly unchanged. So the answer is C. Now, D, domestic stock prices gained ground, but foreign stock prices declined. It doesn't say anything about foreign stocks. So, yeah. Good, 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 good. So, do this over again on your Adinaki, and you will be well-versed in the wonderful world of market indices and stock markets. See ya in worksheet number 2.